Coming by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Parents of victims killed in recent mass shootings in New York State and Texas, as well as a fourth grader who survived last week's attack, will speak before a congressional panel next week as U.S. lawmakers consider new measures to curb gun violence. The mother of one of the 10 people killed at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, will join the parents of one of the 19 children gunned down at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school at the House committee hearing on June 8th, the panel said in a statement on Friday. The public hearing comes after the United States, which has a higher rate of gun deaths than any other wealthy nation, has seen a spate of especially horrific mass killings in recent weeks, including the largest mass school shooting in nearly 10 years. More shootings have occurred since then, including at a medical building in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and an Iowa church this week. Democratic President Joe Biden, in a primetime address to the nation on Thursday, called for sweeping gun reforms and urged Congress to act. Hours before that, the partisan divide was on full display on Capitol Hill. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says there's no time to wait.
Enough, enough, enough.
But on Capitol Hill, the gulf was clear. Madeline Dean and Democrats urged the GOP to move.
Where is the outrage?
Matt Gaetz and Republicans pushed back.
Perhaps outrage isn't the most responsible and pensive way to write a bill.
From Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee.
We have a war on the children of America.
To Republican Dan Bishop.
You are not going to bully your way into stripping Americans of fundamental rights.
The House Judiciary Committee advanced the guns package in a largely symbolic move as a bipartisan Senate group works on a compromise guns bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United Nations says the Afghan Taliban